This is a Rio Grande Guardian International News Service report about broadband on the border.
So at this point, I'd like to introduce Mr. Mario Barragan, who's the Director of External Affairs for AT&T, to come up and say a few words.
So good morning, or good afternoon, actually. And thank you, Cynthia. As Cynthia mentioned, my name is Mario Barragan, and I'm the Director of External and Legislative Affairs for AT&T in South Texas. And I'm very proud to be here to welcome you all and be a sponsor of this luncheon. Thank you, and board member of the chamber as well, by the way. But thank you, Cynthia, and thank you for the chamber for bringing us all together. And especially thank you for our distinguished guests for taking the time to share updates at every level, right? At the federal, state, county, and city perspectives. Taking time off their busy schedule to really come here. And it's great to see a packed house, by the way. So just a few words. Similar to other areas in the state, our region is experiencing growth in a variety of ways. I think McAllen, Edinburgh, Mission area has experienced a population growth of over 12%, and employment levels keep rising as well. It now accounts for a third of the workforce in South Texas. And when you have that type of population and employment growth, industry investments and economic growth also follow suit. AT&T is proud to have invested over 2020 to 2022 over $90 million into our infrastructure, our wireless and wireline network here, and we're not nearly being done. And by the way, a lot of that investment has a lot to do with the leadership and advocacy of the elected officials that are going to be speaking here today, so thank you all for that. But whether it's investing in our infrastructure or investing in collaborations with community nonprofits to help close the digital divide, we are very committed to continuing to help the RGV be a place where individuals, families, and businesses thrive for decades to come. So again, just thank you all for being here. Thank you to the Chamber for bringing us all together, for our elected officials for spending the time with us today, and for all of you for being involved, right, and being here. I hope you enjoyed today's luncheon, and I'll kick it back over to you, Cynthia.
Thank you, Mario. Now I'd like to introduce Mr. Orlando Quintanilla, the COO of ETX1.
Thank you, Cynthia. Good afternoon to everybody. Actually, it's still morning, so good morning. But, just like our counterparts from AT&T, we want to make sure that we understand everything that's going on with our region. Having, partnerships and being a part of the Hispanic Chamber is very important, right, to companies like ours. To make sure that we're meeting everybody and understanding what the needs are in our communities is very important. In saying that, I am honored to stand here before everyone as we gather to highlight the vertical government updates that we're looking to discuss. Ultimately, our representatives of the Rio Grande Valley are looking at the best interests of everyone here. VTX1 also has a similar mindset. As Cynthia mentioned, I'm with VTX1 Internet. As a Hispanic, it fills me with great pride to be part of this event, to represent the RGV Chamber, a Hispanic Chamber. Basically, it's a platform that that celebrates the richness of the culture that we share. So it's very important for us. At VTX1 Internet, we are more than just a service provider. We are dedicated to bridging the digital divide. We understand the importance of connecting today's world. And we are committed to ensuring that every individual in the RGV has access to the resources and opportunities that the Internet brings. I am thrilled to listen to our esteemed panelists today, including Congressman Monica de la Cruz, Senator Chuy Hinojosa, Judge Richard Cortez, and Mayor Javier Villalobos. The presence underscores the significance of the issues we are addressing and the collective effort required to drive positive change in our region. Together we stand on the brink of progress. We are ready to tackle challenges and seize opportunities that lie ahead. As we engage in dialogue and exchange ideas in events like this, we have to remember that strength lies in unity. We work as a group. Together, as one region, one voice, we can shape a brighter future for the Rio Grande Valley. Thank you.